welcome to my favorite segment of Sports Nutrition Update. This month's guest interview is very special, as we are recording live from the paradise state of Hawaii on the island of Oahu. Hawaii really is an extraordinary place and the perfect location for training. The air is warm and humid, and of course there is seldom any lack of sunshine. My special guest this month is Brian Klein. I'm actually visiting Brian in his home in Kahala, which is about a 10-minute drive east of Waikiki. Brian is originally from Pontiac, Michigan, and then moved to L.A. where he began his acting career, in film and in television. Brian is a little person and trains routinely in the gym with weights. Brian, let's talk about weight training. I've never seen a little person in the gym working out, and I've trained in hundreds of gyms all over the world. How did you get into weight training?
I got in because of some medical problems that I was having, some back trouble, when against the advice of my doctors, there were no other alternatives for me but surgery, and I didn't want to be operated on. So I went to the gym and I looked for other alternatives, such as exercise and so on, to try to alleviate some of the problems that I was having.
I know dwarfism is a genetic condition resulting in short stature, and that little people are prone to certain medical complications, such as spinal stenosis. You were actually told not to weight train. Can you tell us about your experience and how resistance training has helped you, in spite of what convention states otherwise?
Well, two of the biggest things that occurred with this is that the physical problems that I was having after training and learning proper technique, that over a period of several months, the physical conditions were greatly reduced. The discomfort, pain, and so on were greatly diminished. And I started accomplishing physical feats that I had never imagined. I started competing in powerlifting and became one of the strongest pound-for-pound athletes in the world.
What is your current body weight now?
Currently, I'm about 114 pounds.
And what is your height?
4'4".
So your percentage of strength in relation to your mass and size is quite phenomenal.
Yeah. At the time when I was competing in powerlifting, I was weighing 105 pounds. I could bench 315, and I was squatting 315.
Now, I can see by looking at your physique that you're in excellent shape and you've got excellent musculature. But it's not common to see little people training in most of the gyms. Why is that, do you think?
I have an extremely rare form of dwarfism. The most common type that you see, that most little people have, a form called achondroplasia, and it's a disproportionate dwarfism. It's, again, about 80% of all little people have this one type. There are several hundred types of dwarfism. My type, called acromesomelic, occurs about 1 in 35 million people. It's extremely rare. There's less than 150 of us in the world.
Now, talk to us about your film career. Was it because of your stature that got you into the film and television business?
Through a course of events, one of them being the passing of my first wife, and I became a single parent, I needed to make a change in careers. At the same time, I had began training at Gold's Gym in Venice Beach, and I was being approached by a lot of people in the film industry to do films and commercials, and you know, everybody wanted to, you know, I had a pretty good look at that time. A lot of people were interested in using me for this or that or whatever else, and subsequently, I got an agent and started putting me out and getting some auditions and that. I was a single parent with a three-year-old, so I could no longer work in computers, which required me to be out in the field 70 hours a week. I needed to be home taking care of my daughter, so I could go out and do auditions during the day while my daughter was in school, or if I got a gig, family and friends would take care of her while I would go work for a day or a couple of days or whatever and make the money that I needed to support her and do what we had to do. So I kind of got into the acting and the the whole acting and modeling kind of backwards, which is okay.
Sure, yeah. Now, has your training been an addition to the film career? Has that been an advantage or a bonus at all? Have they made choices based on your appearance, your physical stature?
Yeah, it helps me and it hurts me. Sometimes I go, for instance, one of the auditions, two or three months before Christmas, there's always a ton of auditions out there, you know, they're looking for Santa's helper, okay? And I've gone out this over the years, I've gone out many, many times, well, I've never gotten a job as one of Santa's elves, okay? My look is not conducive to fitting in with the rest of the little people. However, there are things, there are certain people that will call me in directly to work on things because I have such a unique look, okay? The fact that I'm not Santa's helper or I don't, you know, like the stereotypical view of some little person, you know, that I've been able to do something beyond that. They like that. There's certain directors that, you know, if there's a project going on and they're looking for somebody, I can walk in the room and I know I've got the gig. So, you know, it works for me and sometimes it works against me. But it's like that for everybody.
I noticed that one of the commercials that you did was with Gold's Gym.
Yes, Gold's Gym has been like a family to me. They've always taken good care of me from the very beginning to when I first signed up with them. My membership, if I've ever had any kind of problems in that, they've always been very supportive, you know, always, you know, it bodes well. I haven't had that same kind of treatment in other gyms, but Gold's, and to this day I still have a good relationship with them, and in fact they're looking forward to me getting back to LA, when I go back and start training there again. But there was a friend of mine named Jeep Swenson, who used to be a former wrestler and was developing an acting career. And one of the things is Gold always wanted to use me in one of their promos and wanted to do something with me that way, use my look. Because if you look at the emblem of the gold man that they use for their logo,
yes,
everybody kind of looks at that and looks at me, and there's a similarity they see there. So they finally turned around and developed a promo with Jeep and I, because Jeep was over 400 pounds. You know, he's a massive man, wonderful personality, like many of the professionals that I've been around. And he and I hit it off. So they did a shot of me going through the door, and then showing a few weeks later him coming out the door. So it was supposed to be kind of a spinoff with the two of us. It was quite the. It was really funny. We enjoyed doing it.
In Hawaii, how do you find the lifestyle here, with training in mind and with your personal health in mind?
I like the environment is wonderful here. The people are wonderful. It's very laid back. It's a slower lifestyle. So one really has to mentally focus harder on the training than you would at someplace else. So if I'm in LA, you're in the land of egos. You know. So if I go into Gold's Gym in Venice, okay, you've got all these beautiful people who are trying to be beautiful people, you know, basically a lot of egomaniacs, okay, trying to outdo each other. So it's not hard to get motivated, you know, when the pros are training, coming in, getting ready for a competition, you've got just a wide variety of inspiration around you, you know, you go and train there. Being here, I'm in more of an elite class of people that train. You know, the training here is, they do have some people that are serious, but they don't have the sheer number like they would in LA or New York or some of the bigger metropolitan areas. So I found a period where I really had to go to the well, as it were, you know, and in a spiritual sense and kind of an introspective of what was really important for me. And over the last few months, you know, I've been dialing it back in. We know we're going to go back to LA, so I've really been able to focus that training and do it intensely in spite of what anybody else is doing.
Do you find the diet here has any particular value? Like, do you get into the fresh fish and the island fruit and that kind of thing?
You can't get fresh fish anywhere in the world. That's as good as what you get here. It's great. The food here is good. There are some differences being from the mainland. I was raised in Michigan, and so being from the Midwest, my diet at growing up and then living in California and having that lifestyle is a little different from here, but there's lots of good food here. You can find good food anywhere you go. You know, you might have to do it. There are some changes you do here, but the seafood is wonderful here. I mean, I love eating it raw anyway, so I fit right in here. There's some other things here that go on, but you know, overall, it's been good that way. I've recently, on top of that, because of living here and slowing down, I have put on a few pounds that I found, you know, finding that I didn't want to have, you know, and so now I've been working for the last few months to get that weight back down, get things tuned up, you know, and get back into peak condition.
In addition to your weight training, you like to use a trampoline and swim. Now let's talk a little bit about using the trampoline. What benefits are associated from, say, an athletic perspective with using a trampoline?
The trampoline offers a couple of things. One is the intense cardiovascular workout. Just bouncing on a trampoline will make you sweat. You don't have to bounce very high at all, but you get on a trampoline, I get people on and I bounce them for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and they're just huffing and puffing, and you know, it wears them out, you know, real quick. So it's a very intense cardio workout. The other thing too, you know, is also critical in balance and acuity. When you start doing tricks, where you're doing flips and twists and so on like that, it calls into a whole other aspect of this physicalness of balance, and not only being physically strong, but it being in tune with everything that's going on around you and having a particular balance. I mean, you know, one week I can go out there and bounce and do things and have no problem, and then during the course of the week maybe have some emotional upheaval or something, and it will affect my bouncing if I'm going to do something extreme. If I'm trying to do a double or a triple backflip, okay, little things can have you up. And that's just kind of in life, you know, little things here and there. You know, my weight training gets like that. I'll go in sometime, and one week I'll go in and just kill the weights, you know, just hit my marks, everything I want to do, and the next week it's like, you know, I'm like 20% off of the weight, and I just can't let my head run with that anymore, you know. I just, okay, I'll come back the following week and nail it again.
Now you're a master's athlete, you're 47, you've been weight training for 14 years. What do you think about weight training for men and women that are, say, over the age of 40 and 50? Do you think it's too late for these people to start?
It's never too late. I talk to people. There's a law in physics called inertia, and I tell people that I apply the law of inertia to people and to it as a lifestyle, and that the law of inertia, as I apply it to people, is that a body in motion tends to stay young, and a body at rest dies. You know? So I just tell people, you know, you want to just sit there and get old and have no quality of life, you know, you're getting old and you feel like you can't do anything, okay? I tell people, can you get up and walk a block, okay? Can you just get up and move, okay? If you can get off of the couch and go into the kitchen to get yourself a glass of water, that's doing something. Now tomorrow, we'll have you walking, you know, around the building, and then around the, have you doing something. But there's nothing, I haven't seen anybody that cannot benefit from a training program. And what it does to you mentally, not and emotionally, you know, to me it's a lifestyle. You know, I've developed it. I believe that all of us as people are, we're four main areas. You know, there's the spiritual, the physical, the mental, and the emotional. And you have to have balance in all four of those areas to have balance as a human being all the way around. And you need to monitor it. Physical fitness, the training, gives me a key ingredient to that balance. And that physical exercise going also overruns into my emotional well-being, okay? It runs into my spiritual program, and I just get a sense, you know, I tell the guys, I love going to the gym, I love it when the endorphins kick in, because there's that sense, that overwhelming sense of well-being, and things are okay. You know, life might not be perfect right at the moment. Maybe things are going on that I don't like, but it's okay right now. You know, I'm up and I'm moving. You know?
So training is like an anchor in your life?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And for me, it's a way of life. I go to the gym, I treat working out because it pays me. I mean, I get paid to be in front of the camera. You know, this is where I make my living. People, for the most part, want me for the book that I present. Okay? I don't have to say anything. I just stand in front of the camera and they take a picture and they use that image. It makes a statement. You know, it made such a statement that Reebok used me in a commercial, and I ended up in Venice Beach as a mural, 4 or 5 story high mural. Okay, and people that knew me down there, well, I was gone, but I really wasn't gone. Now they got a 40 or 50 foot high picture of me, and, you know, on the side of a wall, as a reminder.